Okay, thank you guys for working with my schedule today. I know it's a little earlier than usual. Learning today should be especially Lanishman and also Reb Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion, and should be a schos for Fushleima for Chaim Doiv Ben Minarachel, Kanalei Bashed and Abadati Ben Parol, as well as a schos for all those in the Malkum Sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today, very interesting. We're going to talk about two types of Hachana, both which are very relevant. I found personally relevant to myself. So it begins, and again, I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't have the sefer in front of me, so we're on page 500 and something. V'yesh min ha'achana, there is a type of hachana. Again, we're talking about preparation. V'yesh min ha'achana acheres shehi begufay, which has to do with the body. Al derech tetziv, like it says, hachan nekras elekaf Yisrael. Prepare yourself when you're going to face or to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ainu, for example. To wash your face before you daven shachris in the morning. And if you wake up barefoot, you should also wash your feet. They shouldn't be dirty. So step one is wash your face. Or you come to shul, you're ready, wash your face at home. You should wash your hands. That's really the right thing to do before you go into shul. Second is how you dress. Shouldn't walk in with a Grateful Dead t-shirt to daven. You should prepare yourself when you're coming to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way you dress. So even if you're at night, you're saying Hamapil, you're davening alone in your house. You should still ideally dress the way that people dress in front of Gedolim. So it's the same thing when you're learning Torah. Where the Shechina is with you. Yeah, you should wear nice clothing. Right? So you shouldn't sit in a lounge chair and learn. That's not the ideal way. Now, I will put in my own two cents here, which is sometimes when you're trying to relax with a sefer, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay? Sometimes, you take a sefer and you're trying to relax. Or, for example, let's say you're on vacation and you're trying to chaperon. So ideally, the way to sit is obviously to sit at a table, sit by your shtender, and sit in a kavadik away. And ideally, when you do your main learning, that's what you should do. But sometimes, you're not, let's say you finished off. Now you want to do some learning on the side. You want to do some hashkafa. So I don't see a problem with sitting in a lounge chair then and learning. But obviously, it should be in a respectful manner. Your feet shouldn't be up. Because at the end of the day, you're learning Torah. At the end of the day, the shchina is still there. And so there should be a modicum of respect, both the way you're dressed and the way that you're sitting. But I don't say that you have to sit every time you want to learn, you have to sit by a table, because ultimately what's going to happen is that you're just going to say, okay, if that's what it requires, I want to sit in a chair right now and lean back a little bit, then you're just not going to learn. And I don't think that's his point. So I think he means when you do your main learning, your amelus in Torah, that should really be done sitting properly. The gam kishem al when you're eating. Certainly when you're benching, to the glorious, to the God of glory, you should sit in a bakavadik away. It's a shulchan, and we know the shulchan is a mizbeach. He says there was a very awesome story that happened, awesome like from a lashon of Naira, that happened to Rabbi Yisrael Nagara Bizman Arizal. Now I don't have the sefer with me. But I imagine in the bottom of the sefer in the notes, he must bring down a little bit of the details of the story. He says how good it is to wear. There was a special type of beged that they would put on. It was called a beinish, which is some sort of coat, overcoat. Mishas hatfila at the time of davening. Okay, so the point is that you should be dressed in a bakavadik away. That's hachana number one. Is prepare yourself. Prepare yourself before you bench. Prepare yourself before you daven, prepare yourself before you learn. That understand that you're meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand that the Shekhinah is there, and that there's a modicum of respect that should happen. And use the barometer of how a person would dress. If there was a gadol sitting at the if the Rav, the Rav was sitting at the table with you, how would you be dressed? Okay, that's step one. Now, step two, the second part of today, is the Yeshmin Achana Cheres V'Rabba. There is another type of Achana preparation, and this one is very great. And this one really hit home with me, and I believe it will hit home with many of you. The Hainu Achana B'daita is Achana in your mind. Shlo Yaseh Shum Davar Katan B'Gadol B'Pesach Pesach. Don't do things spontaneously. Don't do things just willy-nilly, just deciding that be very spur of the moment, and you just jump and you do things without thinking them through. Before you do anything, you should think about it. The action, but you should take it to heart. The action, but and think in right last whether it's appropriate to do. I shave al tasa other for maybe it's better not to. Will be yaiser and even more tzarich lizarli is daris beinian adibor. Even more so, a person has to be careful when you speak. People, the tongue is very quick to say words. Vadibor rabbi kasher rala shemayim rala b'yos. He says the more you speak, the worse it is for shemayim and for your bein adam achaveroi. Umiutai and the less you speak yafe. It's better. It says, people know that the more you speak, the worse it is. All a mouth did, for the most part, is get people in trouble. The more you say, therefore, before you speak, anything, you should clarify what it is you want to say in your mind. And you should weigh it with a scale in your mind. Whether it's something that should be said, letzarech mitzvah, letzarech yidaber, then say it. But v'neim ba'isay diber shemtzarech. If it's not necessary, if it's not relevant, v'chol shekeinim yesh b'chashash nidder iser. Or certainly, if there's a question of maybe you're going to offend somebody or do some sort of iser, whether it's lashon hara or sheker or hurting someone's feelings, then yachrad ish v'ilafes, person should tremble. And guard his mouth, Lushani and his tongue. He should become mute, that he can't speak. He raised a couple of Gemaras to this point. The idea is that you should stop before you think. So, just to recap, first of all, hachana, preparing yourself physically before you daven, before you learn, before you bench. That how would I be dressed if the Rav is here, and maybe even if you dress that way in front of the Rav, maybe we should reevaluate. And I'm talking to myself here as well. And secondly, think before we act, think before we speak. Many times that little drop of thought that we put in will save us a lot of headache in the future. I'm not even talking about aveiros now. I'm just talking about headaches. A lot of times we put our foot in our mouth, and it would be better if we would have just taken a moment to think about it. We would have said, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't make that comment to my wife, or maybe I shouldn't make that comment to my friend or my coworker, because perhaps it's going to come back and bite me. And I'm not definitely sure about it, but it's a possibility, and therefore it's better not to say it. And by the way, even if you do go ahead and say it, there's still benefit to the fact that you stopped and you thought about it, because you might be able to form your words a little bit better and sort of form what it is you want to say. And especially if you want to say something very important, if you want to criticize somebody, you should take a few moments to develop the thoughts in your mind so that the message comes across properly. One of the most common things I see in professional business is criticism that gets taken the wrong way. And a lot of times it's because thought was not properly given to how the criticism should be given over. So that's definitely an area that a person should really put his thoughts together before he speaks and weigh. And sometimes the best decision will be not to say it.